Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership has taken effect for the Philippines, meaning the agreement is now in effect for all 15 members. The RCEP is a trade agreement between states of the Asia-Pacific region. The deal covers about 30% of the global population and accounts for around 30% of global GDP and trade. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the free trade deal will serve as a boost for the country to push forward high-standard opening up. The U.S. Senate has passed a bipartisan legislation over the government's debt ceiling. The Senate voted 63-36 to approve the bill that was passed on Wednesday by the House of Representatives. Ben Jihaya reports.
It was pretty close to the line, but having been given the green light by the two chambers of Congress and after a series of attempted yet unsuccessful amendments, this bill has cleared the legislature and can now go on to the executive, the White House. President Joe Biden will back this deal, preventing that debt default that would have sent global financial markets into disarray. Some Republicans, it's worth saying, on the right still believe that this deal does not cap spending enough. Some Democrats on the left believe that it went too far in that respect and that it lowers the opportunity for those on low incomes to receive aid, for example. And we saw some big names vote against the deal. But ultimately, after weeks of both sides finding consensus very hard to come by, and with there still being an incredible amount of division on Capitol Hill, here, close to midnight, ultimately, lawmakers decided to back the bill.
The United Nations has voiced concern about the slowdown of grain shipments under the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The deal allows the export of Ukrainian grain and other agricultural products from Black Sea ports. UN officials say 33 vessels departed Ukrainian ports in May, half of the number compared to April. The Black Sea Grain Initiative was signed separately by Russia and Ukraine in Istanbul with Turkey and the United Nations in July 2022. More than 40 European leaders have met in Moldova to discuss cooperation and security across the continent. The venue is just 20 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, and the Russia-Ukraine conflict is a big part of the discussions. Alex Cartier reports.
Europe has met to rally around these two leaders. As Moldovan President Maia Sandu greets Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, leaders from 43 other European nations traveled to the country for the second meeting of the European political community. They gathered at Mimi Castle, a vineyard just outside the Moldovan capital, and only 30 minutes away from the border with Ukraine. The meeting includes the EU's 27 member states and 18 other non-EU countries, including the UK, Norway, and Western Balkan countries. The presidents of the EU Commission, Council, and Parliament all made the trip too. European leaders are clear. This meeting is about expressing solidarity with Ukraine. Despite these tensions, the message from European leaders is clear. They want to show that Europe is strong, united, and pushing back against Russian influence in the region.
The permanent representative of Trinidad and Tobago to the United Nations has been elected the new president of the UN General Assembly. Dennis Francis will take up the new post in September 2023 to succeed current General Assembly President Sapa Karosi. The Iranian foreign minister says the country's permanent membership in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will be finalized in early July. Hossein Amir Abdollahian says following the approval from the Kyrgyz parliament, all SCO founding members have given Iran the green light toward permanent membership. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says he's working hard to ensure Sweden's accession to the alliance is completed as soon as possible.
Sweden is now integrating more and more into NATO structures, our military structures, our civilian structures, and several allies also provided bilateral security assurances for Sweden. So it's absolutely inconceivable that there will be any threat or any attack against Sweden without NATO reacting.
Stoltenberg also says he will soon travel to Turkey to facilitate the process. In tennis, Chinese player Zhang Zhizhen has made history by advancing to the third round at the French Open. This comes after the 26-year-old upset Argentina's Thiago Agustin Torrente. Zhang is the first man singles player from the Chinese mainland to reach the round 32 at the clay court major. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.